Good morning. The time is 7 o'clock.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons. Double cab and crew cab HDs. Custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country. Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3, and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Evacuations from Haiti ramping up as gang violence only gets worse in Port-au-Prince. The State Department trying to get more than 1,000 Americans out of the country.
The U.S. government using helicopters and chartered planes to evacuate citizens. Experts warn of a looming humanitarian crisis. With ports closed, they say food could run out in just 2 weeks.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is today playing without his longtime close friend and interpreter, who's usually beside him in the dugout. The interpreter fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers for allegedly stealing more than $4 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, when asked about it, would only say,
"Anything with that, the meeting, can't comment. Sorry."
Police in Idaho are still looking for an alleged white supremacist prison inmate, Skylar Meade, who was able to escape yesterday with the help of an accomplice. This is ABC News. You may not know his name, but you have almost certainly seen his face and you'd know his voice. Actor M. Emmett Walsh, who has over 200 credits to his name, has died at the age of 88.
The ham-faced, heavy-set Walsh often played good old boys with bad intentions, like the crooked Texas private detective in the Coen brothers' first film, the 1984 neo-noir Blood Simple. He played a prostate-examining doctor in the 1985 Chevy Chase movie Fletch.
Arnold Babar. Isn't there a children's book about an elephant named Babar?
I don't know. I don't have any.
No children?
No elephant books.
Walsh is in director Mario Van Peebles' Western Outlaw Posse, released this year. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And things might get a little toasty in the Olympic Village in Paris this summer. Officials say in an effort to cut carbon footprints for the game, there won't be any air conditioning in the Olympic Village. Instead, they're hoping an underground cooling system based on water will help keep the temperature in the athletes' rooms below 79 degrees. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
It's the Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest on WRCO, WRCE. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as other grand prizes such as a bike and all kinds of spring fun stuff. This hour's keyword to text is Wisconsin. There you go. This hour's keyword, Wisconsin. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword Wisconsin for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
A high temperature near 40 today with some peaks of sunshine. For tonight, 27 for a low. Snow developing late by midnight or so. 2 to 4 inches possible. Friday, a high of 37 with some snow tapering off by late morning. An additional 2 to 3 inches possible Friday. Friday night, mostly clear and cold. A low of 14. Saturday, partly sunny and cool. A high of 37. 40 Sunday. Got to lessen the amount of snow, but it sounds like it could be a little messy. A 50% chance of light snow, possibly mixing with a wintry mix. 1 or 2 inches of snow possible Sunday, and a high of 40. In Richland Center, we're up a degree from the overnight low at WRCO, WRCE. Good Thursday morning.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." In a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. In Chevrolet. She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. In a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. Packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just..."
Justin Lynch and Jelly Roll and Chevrolet. Good morning to you from WRCO Radio. Some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow, so we have the warning there. I remember a couple of times in the spring, especially that spring of 73, when we had that 18 to 20 inches. Little Phil left his Huffy bicycle out in the yard and didn't see it the next morning. Just it was buried in the snow. And, of course, I got the speech, well, if you put things away, you'd know where they were. Well, I know where it is. It's in that snowbank, you know. But so put your Huffy bike away tonight, maybe. We'll be that deep, I hope.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. Pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's ignited gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Where the wild things are.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, they ain't. But I
West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Oh, girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, your little heart won't be the same. Oh, I'm a rambling man. Don't mess around with any old rambling man. Down in Alabama, they call me the man of joy. Still do. Yeah, I'm a rambling man. Don't fall in love with a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, your around with any old rambling man.
That's Waylon Jennings. I'm a rambling man. Yes, I am. And if you've listened to my show over the years, you know I ramble from time to time. Anyway, coming up, speaking of which, we're going to speak with old Henry Bray and see if he can add any insight to our day.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Join South Central Livestock Exchange for two exciting auctions today. Slaughter auction kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the feeder cattle auction at 4. Early consignments are welcome. Contact Barry Engel at 608-963-1006, Justin Tibbetts at 608-574-5809, or Mitchell Rico at 608-475-6795 to secure your spot. And don't miss the bread cow sale, now rescheduled for today at 4 p.m. following the feeder cattle sale. Due to forecasted weather, the sale has been moved to this afternoon, Thursday. South Central Livestock Exchange is located at S4340 County Highway S in Reedsburg. It's the place to be for top quality cattle auctions. Get ready for an action-packed day of buying and selling. See you today at Central Livestock Exchange. Craving some deli delights?
Richland Locker has you covered. Sink your teeth into Longhorn sliced Colby cheese for just $4.98 a pound. And don't miss out on the sliced smoked pit ham, only $6.48 a pound. But that's not all. They boast the best selection of craft beers with over 100 varieties to choose from. Taste the tradition from three generations at Richland Locker, your local meat market since 1939. Swing by today and treat your taste buds.
Binge drinking, or drinking five or more drinks on an occasion, is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Yeah, there he is. Hank Bray, how you doing, Hank? Well, I don't think you're on the air for some reason. What's going on here? Try it again.
Good morning, Philip.
There he is.
Well, am I here?
There was like a 1 in 3 chance that I'd have the right one.
And so. I was... hit the wrong one.
No, I don't think so.
Can you hear me now, Phil?
I've only been here since 1986. I'm still learning. Yeah, give me a break. Yeah, yeah. When you were gone, I was talking about a possible walk-up song, you know?
Okay.
I don't know if you had any ideas, but this is like the song we could use when you're making your way from the front office to here, you know? Whether you're going to make it.
Is that from Chariots of Fire?
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, Hank.
Running in my Speedo to the back. Yes.
Yeah. So someone mentioned this morning that there was a red sky this morning.
Yeah. Oh, and the Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, right. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in the morning,
sailor's day warning. Yeah.
And you're an old sailor, too.
Yes, yes.
So you better... be warned.
Yeah, is it red out there?
It was, I guess. So it obviously means, again, due to the high-pressure weather system having already moved east, meaning the good weather is past, most likely making way for a wet and windy low-pressure system.
Good, good.
So there you go.
Wet and heavy snow.
Maybe. It sounds like
dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
I should put that on your ringtone as you wake up in the
ringtone?
Morning. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be better than, hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Philip. Good morning. Wake up. Time to wake up.
Like I said this morning, my arm, I had laid on it. So
yeah. Oh, you couldn't even move it.
It was like swinging a stump. I was like, I swang and I hit the bedpost about 4 times. You know.
Did you hear wake up to me?
No, it was my other alarm.
Because I like it when you wake up to me.
It was only a 2-alarm.
Three alarm.
Didn't have to use all 3.
I sure would love to put that on the first alarm.
Would you?
I will. Yeah. You've held your phone closely since that day in the
I have.
Highlight.
When you stole it and put your alarm on there. It was quite alarming, I must say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 50 pizza. There's 50 slices of pizza eaten every day in the USA. Every second, there's 50 pieces of pizza eaten.
Wow. That's where that pizza in the fridge went then.
Joanne?
Yeah. Had a little leftover pizza there from earlier this week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. You going to watch any of the NCAA basketball?
Nope.
Not any of them.
Uh-oh, here comes Pizza Lady.
Oh, here she is.
Well, you said my name. I was going to do some production, and I heard you call me.
She heard her name.
No, we were talking about 50 slices of pizza eaten in the USA every second. And you helped out with that number yesterday. I'm just saying yesterday, not on Tuesday, but yesterday.
Yesterday? Okay.
I had to lick the box to get the rest of it out.
Did you? Well, you're on a
somebody
diet.
Somebody else ate some, too.
Yeah, somebody else.
I only saw you.
Somebody else left the box open. I'm guessing it's nice and dry.
Nice and dry in there. Joanne will probably cut it in quarters. Yeah. Everybody can have
she
a piece.
She might.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I was going to mention that, though. Games start early this afternoon. And as I mentioned, I watch the Badgers if they're in it, you know, maybe Marquette. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, watch the last minute of the game. That's all you need.
Well, yeah, that'll put you right to bedtime after one game.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, that's the only exciting. If they're close. Mm-hmm. And the last 20 seconds take 45 minutes, you know, after they take every timeout and every commercial break and everything like that.
You know, I, to be honest, I used to take off work from the prison when I worked at the prison for, you know, all 4 days. Right? So there's 8 days. And that's when my son was younger. But now as my son is beyond the age of hanging out with dad, I don't watch it. I don't have time. No. Huh. So now if I get home and it's on and there's a good ball game, yes. But I don't even do a brackets anymore. I don't have time.
A lot of work is wasted. Work time is wasted.
And I disagree. I think everybody should be at work working their little tail off.
that's what I mean. They're at work watching the games.
Oh,
well,
they are. I'm sure. And to each their own. I don't get into it anymore.
So there is a civic media competition. Right. So I finally got my bracket in last night.
Did you?
Some people seem to have a lot more work time, a lot less time to work, it seems like, in the organization. No comment, but it seems like this and this and, you know, 15 Zoom meetings and whatnot. So, but I finally, I put some time in last night and got mine done. So.
I don't even do them, Phil.
We'll see.
Whatever.
But I'll predict whoever wins will be someone who has not followed much basketball this year and really doesn't.
I'll tell you who's going to win the national championship right now.
Let me see. I went with Purdue.
No, Purdue won't win.
They may lose in the first round.
It's whoever's going to win the next 6 ball games in a row.
Or 7. We had that trivia question yesterday. If you have the play-in game.
They won't win it. Those guys won't win it.
No, they won't win it.
But I'm just saying whoever has the most points will win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to get out there on the limb.
I'm 100% right on that.
Everybody's favorite, I shouldn't say everybody's, but across the nation, the favorite upset pick is James Madison over Wisconsin. Because it's 12-5, 12-5.
But you know. James Madison, haven't they won 30 ball games?
They've 31, I think.
Yeah, you got to be really careful with teams like that because they don't know how to lose.
Right. Yeah, and they just play with reckless abandon.
Yeah, flip side, Wisconsin's really hot right now, so you got to be. I mean, I wouldn't want to play Wisconsin if I was anybody. Right. So, because they can beat anybody at any given time.
You bet.
So, but James Madison, you got to be careful because they're going to run and gun it.
Yep.
So,
as I said, last year was kind of boring. There were way too many upsets. I mean, I like upsets, and every fan does. But it's like at some point there's got to be some stability, and some of the stalwart teams have to kind of step from the ashes. But that didn't happen last year.
So you might as well throw your bracket away after you get to the Sweet 16.
Exactly. So I'm thinking Joanne might win it all. She has before. So
to each their own. So. Mm-hmm. The weird cage that holds the cork in the bottle of a champagne called is a graph.
I did not know that.
Yes. Huh. Yeah. Didn't know that either.
Yeah. So. Sometimes need a heavy pliers to break that off, too. Wow. They don't put that on my bottles of ski.
They don't.
They probably should.
Yeah, they probably should with
you. Keep that cap on tight.
To keep you out of it.
Yeah. Well, no, so it ages properly and...
Just like you have.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, so. Have you noticed the new paper design that we have?
Yeah, nice job there. So, for those that don't know, he printed off like 60 pages yesterday of some sort of graph.
Yeah,
accidentally.
From Google Docs.
Yeah, and it's like a spreadsheet.
It's like a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So every time you print something...
So I printed this morning, and I'm like, what is on the back? I thought maybe the paper came that way, and I was going to send a complaint, but I realized it was Hank Braid.
That made the complaint.
But
it's really nice. It keeps your words straight. And,
sure it does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Army personnel were called to a Quebec home when the deceased owner's daughter made a surprising discovery in a toolbox, Philip.
What was that?
A live grenade.
Oh! Not good.
Yeah. Kidron Sims said that she and some family members were cleaning out the Knowlton home, formerly occupied by her father, who died in October. When he went to his tool room, which was always like nobody ever went into this tool room, like, hey, this is Dad's room, stay out.
There was a reason.
This was a sacred place. She told the news, I was looking for something when I opened the toolbox and there was a live grenade.
The pin had been pulled?
No. It's alive. I remember the grenade from almost 30 years ago when Dad brought it back from my grandfather's house. She contacted the police officer who arrived to take photos of the object, and the Canadian Armed Forces need to be summoned to the house. She said the Army personnel told her the grenade was live and a rare occurrence for antique grenades.
Oh.
It had a detonator and everything was in it.
Oh,
it was intact.
Ready to go.
Good luck with that. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Nice surprise.
A Texas man's parrot. Pet parrot is home safe after being stranded for 2 days in a high tree and fending off attacks from hungry hawks. Fiore said that his 15-year-old Cantina macaw named Simba became spooked by a gust of wind during a photo shoot on Sunday in Lewiston, Texas, and made his way to a 40-foot tree with vertical branches. Could you imagine seeing your parrot out there getting attacked by hawks?
No. He was probably trash-talking them.
Come on, come on, come on!
Yeah. Bring it on!
Do you know what a new... new mom for if a cow, you know, just gave birth. You know what they call her now?
Well, she's a fresh cow.
Right.
She's a mama cow.
Mommy.
You had to work hard for that one.
I had to work hard for that.
Oh boy, Hank.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Do you remember what a nurdle is?
A nurdle. That's what they used to call me back in high school, I think.
No, that was a nerd.
That was a nerd.
Yeah, but this is a nurdle. N-U-R-D-L-E. Nurdle. It's a blob of toothpaste, Philip.
Oh, that's right. See, I don't have much retention anymore. My hard drive's pretty well full.
If I ask you a music question, what was the first Beatles number one song?
In America, it was I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Can you sing a verse of that?
Oh, sure. Oh, you got that something. Da 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 da. And you understand. Da 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 da.
What about Elvis Presley's number one?
First one was Heartbreak Hotel, 1956.
Really?
Well, since my baby left me.
All right. What was Phil Neve's number one? What is Phil Neve's number one song of all time?
I think it goes like this. Listen.
Down here on the farm, the weather gets messy. Playing around with nothing to do. When you went away, you took my cow Bessie. I miss her, darling, more than I miss you. You took off your leg, your wig, and your eyeglass.
Yeah.
You should have seen the look on my face.
Chorus is coming up here. Get ready.
I wanted to kiss, I wanted to hug you, but you were scattered all over the place.
All right, Hank.
Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you're gone.
Wow.
A hee-haw classic.
Oh, my goodness. What is your number one favorite song of all time, or do you have one?
I picked Light My Fire by the Doors.
Okay.
Walk-up song.
Your walk-up song.
Yeah, exactly, because I was the igniter. You know, back in school.
I would like to have Skunk in the Middle of the
Dead
Road.
Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road?
That should be my walk-up
song. Kind of fitting.
Buddy, have a great day, everybody. Be kind.
That's all, Hank.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hello, I'm Karen Tepley, and I'm running for mayor of Richland Center. Do you want your community to have leadership who can also work as a team member to move projects forward, like housing, development for downtown and beyond, while also respecting expertise of our city staff with experience, unwavering dedication, and the necessary time to serve? I offer you confidence in your vote for me, Karen Tepley, on April 2nd, paid for by Friends of Karen Tepley.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since City Planning, Zoning, and Council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
This day in 1956, Marty won the Best Picture Award. Ernest Borgnine won the Best Actor Award for his role in that film. Also, from this day in history, 2006, the social media website Twitter was established with the sending of the first tweet by co-founder Jack Dorsey, who wrote, "Just setting up my Twitter," or TWTTR. That happened in 2006. And coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School on this 21st of March to Emmanuel Adam Guzman. Have a great day today, Emmanuel. Happy birthday wishes to son Ron Dosh. Love from mom and dad Dosh. And happy birthday to goddaughter Jessica Coe from Lori and the Guys. To Mrs. Jessica Coe, a.k.a. Beeper, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And to Amanda Mandabear Walsh from Jamie. Have a great day today. Greetings today to other celebrities in the area, including Randy Felton and Judy Pearsall from Beulah Wesleyan Church. To Randy Felton and Amanda Walsh from the Bloom City Town Crier. And greetings from the RC Lions to Amanda Serum, to Amanda Gresheim, Bill Bindle, and Jamie Wilson. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today saluting Vicki Myers. Also to Shannon Duffy and to Mike and Deb Ryder. Have a great anniversary today. Happy 54th wedding anniversary wishes to Mike and Nancy McNair from your neighbor. And a happy anniversary wish number 60 going out to Mick and Mary Connor. We hope you realize how grateful we are to have both of you as our parents and grandparents. We love you so much and wish you many more years of happiness and good health. Love Troy, Tracy, Trent, Tanya, and their families. To the Connors and everybody celebrating, have an awesome day.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
And happy birthday to Amanda today. Have a great day. 26 degrees. It's 20 minutes before the hour. The Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest continues today on WRCO and WRCE. This hour's keyword is Wisconsin. Text that in there as you get a chance to win. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword Wisconsin. You have until 8 o'clock for this hour's contest.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
7:41 the time. News right around the bend today. Here is Diamond Rio.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. Tomorrow, since we set our vows under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that up. We both give a little. Ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle. Babe, I love the way we work it out. What love is all about. I start walking your way, you start walking mine. Start walking mine. We meet in the middle, beneath that heart.
This is Phil Neal. Hope you have a great day, and we'll join you with sports next hour and the trivia question of the day.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 26 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. A winter weather advisory runs from 1 tomorrow morning through 1 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds today with a few peaks of sun possible, a high of 39. And tonight, snow developing by midnight or so, 2 to 4 inches possible with a low of 27. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. And after a low of 24, it's up to 26 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate, and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Electric vehicle drivers in Wisconsin may soon have more places to recharge. Two bills signed by Governor Tony Evers allow the state to access $78 million in federal money. Chelsea Chandler with Clean Wisconsin notes they received bipartisan support from lawmakers, but not everyone is plugging EVs. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls the federal program a big boondoggle. Work on 64 charging stations could begin this fall, according to the Wisconsin DOT. A pair of audits show about 3/4 of workspaces in state office buildings are empty as many as 5 days a week. A panel of state lawmakers, press leaders from the Department of Administration, and the Universities of Wisconsin about their work from home policies. State Representative Bob Witke says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space. He questions why it should go unused. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide if counties must release their voter incompetency records. The Wisconsin Voters Alliance sued Walworth County's Register and Probate in 2022, seeking records indicating a judge has found someone incompetent to vote. The Second District Court of Appeals held the records are public and the county must release them with birth dates and case numbers redacted. The county's Register and Probate, Christina Secord, asked the Supreme Court to review that ruling. The court issued a two-page order Tuesday afternoon, saying it would take the case. The order offered no other details beyond mandating that the first briefs be filed within 30 days. River Valley School District residents are invited to the final referendum informational session today at 5 at the River Valley Middle School Learning Center. Two capital referendum questions for the district will appear on the April 2nd ballot. An advisory task force made up of community members surveyed the community and came up with what residents felt were important for the district. Lauren Glassbrenner serves as the district administrator.
At our first two meetings, I'd say attendance has been right where I wanted it to be. And what I really like about these community meetings is oftentimes the people coming to these are people that haven't been involved thus far. So it's maybe a grandparent that hasn't come to a meeting or somebody that hasn't been at a sporting event. And so they're coming in to make sure they're informed voters, either from the community as they don't have children yet, or they've had children and now they're in a retirement age. So it's been a nice new group of people getting the information.
In conclusion, two questions were finalized for the spring ballot. The First question includes renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. Each question can pass or fail on its own. The impact on taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just one or two or both. All community members are invited to attend this final session, even if you have attended before.
They're welcome to come to any and all meetings that we're having, as well as we've really tried to bump up our social media by making sure we're informed with that. But we also have on rvschools.org, which is the district's website, many tabs that have given the last 2 years worth of kind of events that have led up to this point.
The final informational session will be held tonight at 5 in the Learning Center at the middle school. Again, referendum information can also be found on the River Valley School District website at rvschools.org. It's time to put on your walking and running shoes. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office will host its 12th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua Saturday, April 6th. The Kids Fun Run is a quarter-mile run for children 11 and under. It will begin at 9 at the Sheriff's Office. Immediately following the Kids Fun Run, the 5K Run Walk will start. Medals will be awarded to the top three place winners in each division for both male and female in all age categories. After the run, you are welcome to attend demonstrations from K-9 DAX and Handler Deputy Mark Belisario. There will also be a meet and greet and swearing in with the new K-9 Team Handler Deputy Sheriff Brad Brueggemann and his new K-9 partner. If you are interested in supporting the K-9 unit, you can go to the Vernon County website to the Sheriff's Office tab, and then under the K-9 unit tab, you will see the registration form you can print off and send in. The pre-registration deadline for the 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run is March 22nd to ensure you get a 5K9 Run Walk t-shirt. Registration is $20. If you register after the 22nd or the day of the event, the registration cost will be $25 and you will not get the annual t-shirt. All proceeds will help benefit the K-9 unit, the new K-9 team and K-9 DAX for annual maintenance training and equipment costs. The USDA is accepting applications for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program for enrollment in 2024. The DMC program is designed as a risk management program offering protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed price falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. The deadline to apply for this program is April 29th. More information on the DMC program can be found on the Farm Service Agency's website page at go.wisc.edu/v7957z. UW-Madison Division of Extension will be hosting a virtual meeting featuring Leonard Polzin, Extension Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist. Polzin will cover what a producer needs to know for the 2024 DMC sign-up. He will walk through changes to the DMC program that could affect current and previous years' coverage from the program. Polzin will discuss the DMC decision tool that was developed to help producers decide on the level of coverage necessary with a variety of conditions to help determine the strongest financial safety net for their farm. The program will be held Friday at 11 online utilizing the Zoom platform. Please visit go.wisc.edu/495058 to register for the meeting. If you need assistance registering, call Jackie McCarville, Regional Dairy Educator, at 608-576-0147. Wisconsin Badger Care Plus members can now pick up a daily over-the-counter oral contraception medication at no out-of-pocket cost. Governor Tony Evers has signaled the move in his State of the State address and this week confirmed that Badger Care Plus members who are low-income residents who don't qualify for Medicaid can pick up O-Pill at no cost and without the need to schedule an appointment to get a prescription. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved O-Pill last summer for use without a prescription. To obtain it, Badger Care Plus members will have to go to Medicaid-enrolled pharmacy.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Thursday, March 21st. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95 of Prairie du Chien, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held tonight at 6 at the Garrity Funeral Home Chapel in Prairie du Chien, with private burial at a later date in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Garrity Funeral Home today from 3 until the time of service at 6. Military honors will be accorded by the Prairie du Chien Honor Guard immediately following the service. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95 of Prairie du Chien. Bessie June Crary, 95 of Avoca, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 2:30 Friday at the Avoca United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca United Methodist Church Friday from 1 until the time of service at 2:30. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Bessie June Crary, 95, of Avoca. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel, died March 3rd at her home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel. Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet, died March 11th while receiving hospice care at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A future celebration of life will be held at the Blue River Valley Church. Burial will follow at the Blue River Valley Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center, died March 12th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena, died February 18th at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Tunnel to Toe or Badger Honor Flight. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena. Richard Earle Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 6th, from 10 until noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide military honors at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Richard Earle, Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Francis R. Cooper, 91, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A private family service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis R. Cooper, 91, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jade and Austin Klingeman had a daughter, Josie Ann Renee.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town and Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town and Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, or online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. Winter weather advisory goes into effect at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning and runs through 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Clouds today with a few peaks of sun possible, a high of 39. Tonight, snow developing by midnight or so, with 2 to 4 inches of snow possible and a low of 27. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 26 degrees